Let's go to our special topic line. Somebody may have picked up an alien. Hi.
Hi.
Do you have an alien with you or a craft?
They are, I believe, in the attic.
They're in the attic?
Yes.
Are they captured or they're up there on their own?
No, they're not captured. I think they're doing something to us.
All right, tell me about it.
My father is a no-nonsense man. He does not believe in ridiculous things like UFOs. He was in the 82nd Airborne Division. He worked for the CHP. And he gets angry when people talk about UFOs because he doesn't believe it. It's, you know,
okay.
Ridiculous. But one morning in, I guess it was like the year 2000, my father said, after he came back from breakfast, he said that the sky was full of, well, first how he said it, he was just furious. He was really angry. He said, well, I guess I done saw UFOs. That's what he said because he was really mad.
Huh.
And he said the sky was full of these silver discs.
All over the place.
Yeah. And that's when this weird stuff started happening, when my father saw the UFOs.
Where do you live? In a rural area?
No, we live in a city.
Okay.
And that's what's really strange about it.
So what makes you think they're up there in the attic?
Because my mother has saw them. My father has strange behavior.
Wait a minute. She saw them?
Yeah. The reason is, okay.
Well, what are they looking
at? The attic opening, okay, it's in the ceiling, right?
You've got one of those pull-down things?
What?
Where you pull down and then you've got a ladder that comes down?
No.
Okay.
No. But they must have a ladder themselves. We hear strange things in the attic, but my mother, she was watching this creature come from the open closet door. It's the coat closet, and that's where the entrance to the attic is.
Okay.
And we had been hearing all kinds of really strange sounds. She and I had been talking about this.
Well, how do you know they're not raccoons, first of all?
Because my mother, what she described, my mother doesn't know anything about aliens. You
all
know,
right. What did she? What
she
did...
doesn't listen to that kind of radio, and she doesn't. She has never seen it on TV. And what she described is what your listeners typically describe as, you know, like grays or whatever.
About 4 feet tall, big eyes, big heads.
I don't.
Skinny arms.
I don't know if she described the eyes, but she said the heads were larger than the bodies. You know,
What are they doing up there?
It is very bizarre, and it's very difficult to understand. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Now, has anybody from your family gone up there to check?
Not since this has happened, no.
Why? Nobody wants to go up there?
Well, we don't talk about it. My mother and I, we sometimes...
Are you in the house now?
Yes.
And are they up there?
Yes. But they have made my father... They seem to have control of my father, and he does very strange things that are very difficult to understand.
What does he do?
Well, he seems to start copying what my mother saw them doing.
What were they doing?
They were going into the kitchen, opening up the refrigerator. She thought they were stealing milk and juices and, you know, anything that was, you know, you can drink. I've come up with a different theory. I think that they were putting something in what we were drinking.
Oh, really?
I know that sounds absolutely crazy, but...
Trying for a little control of you people, maybe?
I don't know. But see, they take things from us. My mother has actually saw one in her room, open her drawer, and take things out of her drawer.
Right in front of her?
Yes.
And then
but
what
they
do they
do? They think she's asleep, but she's not.
Oh, okay. So they think she's asleep.
Well, see, and I find things missing, and I don't understand it. But they don't only take things, they give things. They give little presents.
Like what?
Weird-looking stones and objects that I don't understand them.
Do you have these things?
No, because what I do is, when I go to get on the freeway, I throw it out the window.
You throw them out the window?
Yes,
I'm
freaked out by them.
You may be one of the only people that really has evidence of aliens, and you throw it out the window? Save it for me and send it to us.
Oh, gosh.
We'll analyze the things. What do they look like? Not the beans, the things.
Sometimes they're weird colors. Sometimes they just appear like very smooth stones.
They give you, like, little presents.
Yeah, But they also tape things. It was very weird.
Are you scared?
Or
do you like
them? Most of the time, I don't think about it.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
Oh, all right.
Most of the time, I just keep it out of my mind. I don't want to think about it, you know? But when you talked about this tonight, I thought I would call you.
How do you think they got up there?
I have no idea, but it happened when my father saw these UFOs, and he does not believe in them. I did question him again about it, and he denies it. He said, oh, there were probably weather balloons. You know, he doesn't want to talk about it.
All right. Does he think they're in the house, too?
No. He's a no-nonsense sort
all
of
right,
person.
So your mom...
He will never admit it.
Mom believes it.
Yeah, so me and my mom, sometimes we have these secret conversations, like, you know, this weird stuff is going on. And my father, he has this compulsion to keep that door open, the door that leads to the attic.
They ever talk to you?
What?
Did they ever talk to you?
No.
I
know this is so crazy.
Why don't you go throw a little portable phone in there? Just heave it in there.
What?
Maybe they'll pick it up and talk to us.
Oh, gosh, no. I can't reach that far up. I can't.
Oh.
I have opened the door, looked at it, and you know what? The board that goes to the attic, it's been damaged. I mean, part of it is missing. I mean, like, the corners have been cut off.
So they stick their little fingers there.
I don't know. I mean, I don't understand it.
But you feel safe, at least. We want to make sure you're okay.
No, I don't even feel safe because I caught my father doing strange things. We got a, you know, one of those Britas. You know what a Brita is?
A Brita?
Yeah, those water.
Those water things with a little filter. Yeah. There.
Yeah. Well, my father, he bought me one, and because I had complained about the chlorine taste in our
sure.
water, so I caught him.
What was he doing?
He was acting like he was drinking from it. He's like trying to fool me. Like he's acting like he's drinking.
Well, what's wrong with that?
But he's not. He's not really drinking from it. I'm very observant, and I know that he's not really drinking.
So you're probably saying, why is he doing this?
Yes. It's making me feel suspicious, and it's making me wonder, am I going crazy? And then it's like, okay, he's buying this fruit juice for me, and it's like, before the fruit juice, okay, you know how they have safety caps now?
Yeah.
You know, so you know that it hasn't been tampered
right.
with. Well, everything we get that gets put in our refrigerator has been tampered with. It's like nothing has been removed from it.
I think what you need to do, you want a little advice from me?
Yeah.
You need to call someone to get them to go in the attic.
Ugh.
They got to do it.
You know what I would rather do? Just get out of here.
Or move, huh?
Yes.
All right. You take care.